Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Ray Marks, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the end of the week edition of The Overdrive.
Good afternoon, and what a week it has been. We just have some breaking news coming in from Associated Freedom Press, and that is that the U.S. Capitol Police say a suspicious vehicle has been spotted near the Capitol building and the Library of Congress and is being investigated for possible explosives. Anyone who is in the area has been told to leave.
Thank you for that. Now let's move on to Israeli-American news. Really fascinating that Biden and Bennett are going to meet next week. I can't imagine too many people with such different ideologies.
Well, this is going to be fascinating because this meeting will set the tone of the type of relationship we can expect these two leaders to have. And it comes at, the timing to me is pretty dismal. It comes at a time where we are following this huge, huge situation in Afghanistan, the pulled out earlier this week by American troops and all the controversy surrounding that. Biden's approval rating has never been lower. Today he was polling at 39% approval, which is really, really low. But the Israelis are going to be going to this meeting thinking to themselves, given the situation or the events unfolding over this last week, how do we trust, how do we have guarantees or assurances that the Biden administration has and will have our back, you know, if we have to face off against Iran. And a lot of us weighing in this week thinking that this week has been a massive lesson for Israel, as it has been for other allied partners of the United States, including Britain and Australia, that first of all, they weren't informed of the pullout from Afghanistan. And second of all, for us who are counting on American support, should we have to face off against Iran, can we count on the Americans? And the resounding answer in Israel, if you ask Israelis, is no, we can't. This, we have to go it alone. So it's going to be very interesting to hear what Biden says vis-a-vis Iran. It's going to be interesting to see how the personalities meet each other, as you say, two seemingly diametrically opposed ideologies. Biden seen as a very, very liberal, almost to the point of being woke, although one could debate that after this week. I mean, as a journalist, you know, we try, and especially as an analyst, we try to be even-handed and not take sides. But, you know, we are also citizens of humanity, and it's very, very difficult, given his rhetoric on George Stephanopoulos last night and his address to the nation, not to be dumbstruck with what is said. And then you have Naftali Bennett, who I think we have to take into account that there's Naftali Bennett, the leader of Yamina, somebody who's a right-wing ideologue, and Naftali Bennett, who is the prime minister of a coalition. So we have to consider these issues, these variables. But we're all going to be watching the 26th of August with a lot of interest, and you can be sure you and I will have a lot to say about this.
Ro, for those of us like myself who missed the broadcast last night between Biden and whoever it was you were referring to, I'm just interested in light of everything that has happened, the footage coming out of Afghanistan, women being killed on day one. Did he stand his ground, or was there any attempt to kind of walk back some of what he has done?
Well, it was absolutely staggering. I mean, just literally while Afghani mothers or Afghan mothers were throwing their children over the barbed wire towards soldiers to say, please take my children to safety. You know, it's very hard to talk about this without, you know, welling up in tears, such as the desperation. You know, we're now getting to know who some of these young people who fell off the planes or were trapped in the landing gear of the planes, who they actually were. We're hearing from British commanders on site saying that their men are in tears, having to turn people away who don't have the visas, or having to give these children back to their mothers. And he was interviewed last night by George Stephanopoulos. He is the anchor on ABC. He's a known political pundit commentator. He was involved with the Clinton administration. And, you know, he asked him, President Biden, what do you think, what do you feel when you see these images? And the president responded with, well, you know, the chaos was inevitable. And this contradicts his previous statements that said, you know, that the Taliban won't take over, you know, everything will be orderly. You know, he contradicted himself. He also said, and this was astounding, he said, well, that happened 4 or 5 days ago. Well, it wasn't 4 or 5 days ago. It was literally 2 or 3 days ago. And the lack of empathy, regard for the Afghan people, and especially the women and the young girls who have to face this very, very uncertain future. And I know that the Taliban are doing their media charm offensive, which many of us say, you know, we've heard the same charm offensive come from ISIS. And look at their conduct. Look at the way they conduct themselves. What he did do is he walked back blame from President Trump. He said that, you know, he would have found a way anyway, regardless of what deals were put in place by President Trump to pull out of Afghanistan. But for people watching this interview was the absolute glaring lack of empathy, accountability, and almost a defiance. You could see his body language change. You could hear his tone change. He was absolutely defiant. And it's just, you know, it's something that you don't come to expect from the president of the free world, especially one who regards himself as very liberal and saying that the foreign policy of the United States will be based on human rights.
For the hell of it, I watched a panel discussion presented by Salam Media last night, a panel discussion on this very topic. And what just blew me away, Rolene, and I'm so interested to have your take on it, is the fact that I don't think we speak the same language. I think if you are, for me last night, to watch women defend the Taliban, just left me thinking, what planet are we living on?
Well, that I have no rationale for how any woman could accept the Taliban, for two reasons. Either she is absolutely terrified by them, or she is completely controlled by somebody who shares the same ideology, or she herself shares the same ideology as the Taliban. Remember that the Taliban are very, very, very extreme. They see women as property belonging to men. And these are probably women who do believe in their particular brand of Sharia law.
And as far as Jewish organizations are concerned, I believe they've weighed in on this issue as well.
Well, we have heard from Jewish organizations over this week. WITSO, the Women's International Zionist Organization, releasing their statement saying that, you know, as a women's organization that works for the improvement of the status of women, we are gravely concerned about the situation on the ground for the women in Afghanistan. We've heard from the Board of Deputies of British Jews. UK Jews will share the world's horror at the scenes unfolding in Afghanistan. The president of the Conference of European Rabbis, the chief rabbi of Moscow, Pinchas Goldschmidt, saying that we have a particular concern for women and girls given the Taliban's deplorable record of the suppression of human rights and equality. We've heard from the Anti-Defamation League saying that they have concern. They say we call on the international community to ensure that members of religious minority faiths and the women of Afghanistan are not targeted by the Taliban and should make any diplomatic engagement with the Taliban contingent on their safety and well-being. And we have heard from the European Union of Jewish Students saying that they want to table an emergency motion to show solidarity with the Afghan people and call Europe to evacuate our friends and our helpers.
We're pretty much out of time, but I want to steal a minute out of the news because I think this is such a positive development. Bennett invited to Egypt. Are things improving somewhat?
Not only has the Prime Minister been invited to Egypt, but our Foreign Minister, Yair Lapid, has met with the head of intelligence who's in the country from Egypt. And they're speaking about strengthening and deepening the ties between Israel and Egypt. We do have peace in place, but we are now moving towards a very, very warm peace. So just saying, South Africa, Durko, if any of you are paying attention, this is how a country at the top of Africa is reacting to the state of Israel.
That's such a lovely place to leave it, Rolene Marks. Thank you as always. I'm leaving you with Chad Thomas next week. I'll be back with you the week after.
Miss you already and look forward to speaking to you when you come back.